I'm going to start with a real broad question here.
Okay.
Your overall feel, because we're three quarters of the way through the season here, what is the feel you have for your team at this stage of the season right now?
Well, I feel pretty proud of the group. The way that they've, handled all the adversity, mostly, not due to their own making, so to speak. It started really, at training camp when we had the two contract situations that needed to, get rectified. And certainly, I guess you can appreciate in a Canadian market with high-profile players like that, what that can mean to, a day-to-day of a training camp. But, they just kind of, took it in and never really talked about it and went about their business, had a good training camp. That coupled, obviously, with Dustin coming in the night before training camp saying he, wasn't sure if he was, going to want to play or not. And again, they just took that in stride. And then, Brian Little getting a concussion in exhibition season, coming back, playing seven games and having the freak accident, that he had with, the puck and dealing with that. Blake Wheeler moving from the wing to playing the majority of the season at center. They just handled it. So a lot of pride, in the group. I think the coaching staff has done a good job of keeping everyone in the fight, and that's where we find ourselves today.
Yeah, that was a pretty good summary of the season. That was pretty good. For those who haven't been keeping a close eye on the Jets, that's exactly what's been going on this year. Kevin, when you look back, I'm sure there's been some times you've reflected on, is there anything you could have done differently in the Bufflin situation where maybe it wouldn't have come to the day of training camp to sort of find out this big bombshell for the team?
Yeah, so it's hard to get into the full details until, I have full resolution on what the situation is. So it's hard for me to, answer that question, with great clarity. I will at some point here when, I get closure one way or another with respect to the situation. But, there was lots of conversations in the summer, and there was no indication that anything was looking at like anything out of the normal until the night before training camp. And even at that point, I guess you didn't know. And then I guess about a month later, things looked good. It was like he wanted to play, and talked about the ankle situation. So again, I'll hopefully be able to answer more questions on that at some point in time, but that's about all I can talk about right now.
One of the things we heard sort of in the past month about the Winnipeg Jets and the way that you wanted to operate moving forward was that this is a group that you felt you wanted to reward, given all the things that you just mentioned and how well they played in the face of all that adversity. With the word reward, what would that specifically relate to? Like, does that mean putting them in a position to win more games by trading for players? What would you be looking for in a reward for the players?
Well, anytime, in that dressing room, you're always looking for hope. You're always looking for, every team's going to have some holes. Every team's going to, have some holes created through injury or whatever the situation is. And I think as a player, you want to know that, management who can't take a stride, can't, fight a fight or, score a goal or do anything. And people who watch me know I can never score a goal. So they want to know that you're with them. And as a manager, you want to let them know that, look, I'm not going to do something crazy here, but if I can help, I'm going to help. But just keep yourself in that situation so that, helping makes sense and helping matters. And that's what the guys have done. They've battled hard. It's a tight group. And through the adversity, they've grown. And, certainly there's lots of games we'd love to have back. And those are really, really painful, when you get, down to the shorter strokes here. But, one thing that, has never wavered is the care that's there. And that's, driven by the leadership group of Wheeler, Shifley, Morrissey, guys that, have grown, in our organization.
With all the adversity that the team's faced this year, how important is it to have a coach like Paul Maurice, who isn't just an X's and O's guy, but more so, worried about the overall psyche of the team?
Well, it is important, I think, that, you have a coach that you know, is open and honest and can communicate, that you have a coach that is willing to change. I think, you know, you have to evolve, you have to adapt. And it's not only just over the years, you know, it might be over the months. Like, you know, the team's going to change. There's chemistry that, you know, sometimes, you know, evolves or doesn't evolve. And, you know, so all those things, I think, are factor in, you know, when we talk to, you know, about an extension with Paul. And you know, it really, it's been like that with him, you know, from day one. You know, certainly painful when you don't, you know, you get close to the mountaintop there like we did 2 years ago. And you know, and then last year was certainly disappointing. But, you know, what was going on behind the scenes hasn't changed.
What took so long for the extension? We were all saying Maurice is doing such a great job. Yeah. Show him the money. Why did it take so long, Kev?
Probably more so because we're dealing with all the other situations. Yeah. And Paul and I have a unique relationship, you know, in the sense that, you know, when he came here, from the beginning, the very first time, we just had a handshake. We actually never even had anything on paper, and he came in, and you know that kind of trust in the conversation. We talked in the summertime, and we said we'll get to it at some point in time, and that's really how we operated.
Kevin, how important has the stability been in the front office? I mean, you've been there since, what, June of 2011. Paul Maurice is the second longest tenured coach. You're looking around you. Coaches are getting fired every week. You know, GMs are getting swapped out as well. How important has it been for you guys to sort of say, here's our blueprint, this is what we're going to do, and we trust each other, and let's move forward together?
Well, it really starts with ownership, you know, because ultimately, you know, it begins and ends, you know, with that kind of stability. And Mark Chipman, you know, who is kind of the day-to-day guy from the ownership group, and certainly, you know, David Thompson and the group of people that that help run the Jets, you know, from his side, they've shown, you know, tremendous amount of knowledge and understanding. We presented, you know, many, many times to them what our plan are, and you know, again, that the stability really starts with their understanding and their appreciation for you know, what we were trying to get accomplished. And you know, it's going to change. Again, things change. You just don't know exactly how, you know, everything is going to evolve. But when they do change, you know, you rechart the course. And you know, like we're having to do here right now, we'll rechart a course, you know, with in the short term here for the rest of the season, with the knowledge that Brian Little's not going to be back for the rest of the year. And obviously Dustin similarly. So, you know, again, it's understanding that when you wake up in the morning, you know, you better be ready to deal with another set of adversity.
I wanted to get your thoughts on a sort of a general hockey concept, and maybe it differs from manager to manager, but I wanted to get your thoughts on the value of the chase, of being in big games down the stretch, of making the playoffs, and how that affects player development. You know, often when we think of deadline moves, we see players get traded to a team that makes them incrementally better, but we say, well, that's not a cup team. And, you know, quite honestly, I'm thinking of Vancouver as I say that with Toffoli. I don't know how far they'll go, but certainly there's value in going deep into the playoffs and being a part of that push. How much do you prioritize that?
I think it really comes down to where you think you are at, you know, in the evolution of your team, you know, and in today's day and age, it does come down to the salary cap, you know, as well, where you are potentially in your salary cap cycle. You know, young players getting big contracts right out of entry level has kind of, you know, changed some of that. The urgency of trying to maximize entry level contracts is, you know, is there. And, you know, so again, so that might play into it. Injuries may play into it as well, you know, with respect to, you know, where, you know, how long a guy may or may not, you know, be injured and what role it plays. But, you know, you can't do it year after year after year. But, you know, you feel that the timing is right, and I think, you know, it's an old adage. It's a cliche. You just got to get in because you never know, because you truly never know. Like it does come down to the bounces and the breaks and the health and you know, you name it, one save, you know, and that, you know, can be the difference. So when you get a feel, certainly if you do have young players, yeah, getting that playoff experience was important. For us, it was really important that, you know, the Mark Scheifele's, And at that time, Jacob Trouba's, you know, of the world, found out what it was like to play Anaheim and get swept four games, just how hard it was to get into the playoffs and understand how hard it is to win in the playoffs. We made changes after that because, you know, we felt that, you know what, with the veteran guys that we had, we're not going to win with some of them in their prime. So we charted a little bit of a different course after that. But that valuable playoff experience, I think you really saw it in a Mark Scheifele when we got into our run there, just what a beast he was, in that playoff series, certainly 2 years ago, and what he did. And I really believe that a lot of that came from, the experience and the lack of winning in that playoff series against Anaheim.
Is Connor Hellebuyck the unanimous decision for the Vezina for this year?
He's our Vezina winner, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's been sensational. Kevin, I could tell you, last year at the trade deadline, you were my favorite person in the world. We had to broadcast for, I think, 10 hours, and you were the most busy, active GM. You made 6 trades at the deadline. What about this year? I know you got the DeMelo deal under your belt. You started things out early. I was a little angry about that. But do you have anything left? Are we going to see some more from the Jets on Monday?
Well, geez, you know, it's a real short list of people that are impressed with me, so I'm going to do my best to make sure that you're still one of my fans. But I don't know. It's I'd like to think that we're going to be a little bit active here. Last year we obviously made the Hayes deal, and we had made some conscious decisions 2 years prior to when we kept all our team together and tried to and didn't trade Jacob Trouba that summer, knowing that we probably would be trading him the following year. We made those decisions because we felt that, you know what, we want to try and see if we can replicate and maybe take one step further, from that group that went to the conference finals. So when Josh Morrissey got hurt the night before and Dustin Byfuglien was hurt already, when Josh went down, the night before the trade deadline, we felt we had to make a couple of moves. And, you know, it was interesting. We made a couple of moves then because that were going to cover us depth-wise, knowing that we were going to get some players back, but I didn't want to bring some young players up from the American League that needed valuable playing time, and in particular Tucker Poolman. So we actually made one more trade to gain a depth defenseman, or a defenseman that would stay up with us in Bogdan Kiselevich, just to make sure that I could keep Tucker Poolman playing because I knew I was going to need him this year to be an NHL-ready defenseman.